Getting out of the cage. Always remind yourself that you are like a bird locked in a cage. But do you know how to get out? This topic reminds me of a story. A long time ago, Patriarch Bodhidharma arrived in China from the West. As he was traveling around, he passed a household with a bird cage hanging at the front entrance. Seeing Bodhidharma, the bird inside the cage said, "Great mind from the West, great mind from the West, please teach me how to escape from the cage." Although the bird was talking in bird language, Bodhidharma, being a sage, was able to understand that it was asking him for a way out. He said,
"Straighten your legs and close your eyes. That is the best way to escape."
What Bodhidharma meant was that the bird should feign death. When the owner heard the bird's cry, he came out to check and exclaimed,
"Oh no! Why did my healthy bird die?"
Then he opened the cage to inspect the bird, but it seized the opportunity and flew away. What a great plan! Feigning death was the bird's means to escape. The Buddha Dharma states that new life is born from death. If you do not eradicate your secular attachments, how can you attain Buddhahood? The first step for eliminating these attachments is to act with a little dullness and foolishness. Whether Buddhist or not, calculating people are victims of their own cleverness. How can the bodies and minds gain comfort and ease if we are unable to feign a little dullness? A secular saying also points out that there is great wisdom behind a humble appearance. People with genuine wisdom will not argue or retaliate even when others slander or attack them. In this great wisdom lie immeasurable blessings, merits, and virtues.